Coming up on episode number 67 of Taz Big Kid. Well, tonight you're getting two shows for the price of one. That's right. Tonight you're getting a TV theme cover show where we take themes from popular television programming in the form of cover songs and we deliver it to you. Plus, you get a Dale's Big Kid Countdown Hall of Fame show. There are four inductees into the brand new Dale's Big Kid Countdown Hall of Fame. They are songs that made it onto the countdown so many times that it would be unfair if we just kept them in there. We've got covers. We've only got one cover and three originals into the Hall of Fame. And in the television theme, we've got covers of the Brady Bunch theme, I Dream of Jeannie, and a funky remix. All this and more coming up right now on Dale's Big Hit. Hello everyone, and welcome back to Dale's Big Hit for a Monday night. It is Monday, the 10th of December 2012, 15 days until Christmas. Isn't that scary? Tonight, as I said, we're getting two shows, TV theme cover show, Dale's Big Hit Hall of Fame show, and let's not waste any more time and let's get into our first show for today, the Brady Bunch, the television theme cover show. Let's start it off with Richard Cheese's cover of the Peppermint Trolleys Company's Brady Bunch theme. This one comes from Richard Cheese's Dick at Night album, a full cover CD of television themes. Here is the Brady Bunch theme performed by Richard Cheese.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold like their madre, the youngest one in curls. Hey, here's the story of a cat named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. There were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when that lady met this fella, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch that this group would somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Introduce to you.
I Dream of Jeannie right there by CMH Steel. Steel is in the metal. That was, the theme is originally performed by Hugo Monteiro. I should have rehearsed that earlier. That was from CMH Steel's album Totally Hot Nashville Steel Guitar. That's why the band name is Steel, from 1996. Before that, we had Batman, originally performed by Neil Hotti, Batman television theme, by the Gordon Luraz Orchestra. Yeah, that was it. You thought that was pretty short. It is. It actually is probably the shortest theme song that I have. From the 2009 album, Your 101 All-Time Favorite Television Themes. Right before that, we had the Simpsons theme by the Bart Who Loved Me remixed by Boogie Heights. That one's from the Simpsons theme remix. It's a single that you can buy from 2007. Right before that, we had the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and Murray Gold doing a pseudo cover, I'll call it, of the Doctor Who theme. That was actually the Doctor Who theme for the revised series, and they did a pseudo cover. They did a revision. That's, I don't know what to call it, of the 1960s version of Doctor Who. That one's from 2007. Right before that, we had the Gilligan's Island theme by Bowling for Soup, which is actually called Gilligan's Island theme, originally performed by the Wellingtons, which the song was actually called Gilligan's Isle. That release from the Bowling for Soup's version comes from the 2005 album Bowling for Soup Goes to the Movies. Before that, we had OK Go's cover of the Muppet theme, the Muppet Show theme. That was from the Muppets the Green album from 2011. Right before that, we had Richard Cheese with Dick at Night from 2007, an all television themes cover album. Okay, as you are turning the side over on your Dazzby Kid record, that's what we're gonna call today. There's your television theme show. Now let's move into the next part of the show. Now, July and December are normally the two times that I do the Dale's Big Hit countdown. There's a countdown that's happening in 10 days. I will launch it on Thursday. They're pre-recorded. Thursday, the 20th of December is the release date for the Dale's Big Hit countdown. It's the 30 most favorite songs that I have listened to over the last 6 months, my favorites. It's an ongoing countdown, so old stuff can be in there, new stuff can be in there, originals can be in there. Actually, three of the inductees are originals, one only cover. There's actually going to probably be more, cover-centric this time because I brought back Dale's Big Hit. But I've done it three times already. There have been offline versions. I probably will in the future put together the old Dale's Big Hit countdowns and put them up somewhere. Maybe on the blog as a retrospect or something. Because I have the lists. I can easily just do the middle talky bits. I have the listing, obviously, to be doing the Hall of Fame. But let's get in. That's on the 20th, so if you've got any good songs to suggest for me, send them in, dalesbighit@gmail.com. You have right up until probably next week I'm going to start recording those. I have to record them. I have to record three shows. So episode 60, episode 70, actually. So we've got this show, Thursday, Friday show, then Friday show, actually, and then next Monday's, then we have episode 70, 71, 72 will be dedicated to the Dale's Big Hit countdown. 30 right down to number one. And then after that, we'll have a bonus track show. And then that'll be the year. Holy cow! Anyway, let's get into the Dale's Big Hit Countdown Hall of Fame. Oh, shoot, I should have had that up. should have had what these guys come in at. While I'm talking to you about that, let's get to our first song, Nothing Compares to You, by Sinead O'Connor, has actually topped the chart the most and actually have earned enough points. Here it is. It's a nice little impromptu live thing. In July of 2011, it came in at number one. In December of 2011, it came in at number two. In July of 2012, it came in at number four. So it went from one to two to four. Here is Sinead O'Connor's version of The Family's Nothing Compares to You.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away.
Thank you. It's in front
Lady Antonym with Need You Now. That one actually came in at number 7 on July of 2012's countdown. July of 2011, it came in at number 3. December of 2011, came in at number 5. Moved down 2 spots to number 7 to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Before that, we had Josh Groban with February Song. That came in at number 2 and in 2011, and in July of 2011. And if you would notice, the top 4 songs of July of 2011 are actually the top 4 inductees into the Hall of Fame. That's kind of a bit strange. So yeah, in December of 2011 it came in at number 2, moved down into this countdown. No, that's not right. Came in at number 7 in December of 2011, moved up to number 6 to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Before that we had The City by Patrick Wolf. First two countdowns came in at number 4, moved up to number 3 to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. And before that, we had Sinead O'Connor with Nothing Compares to You, the only cover in the Hall of Fame so far. We need to get more covers into the Hall of Fame. Added July of 2011, it was number 1. December of 2011, it was number 2. Moved down to number 4 to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Now, let me rattle off a quick list of songs that are possibly going to be inducted into next Countdown's Hall of Fame. Those songs, Nothing Compares to You, Sinead O'Connor, Patrick Wolf, The City, February Song by Josh Groban, and Need You Now by Lady Antonym are the songs that are no longer eligible to be entered into Dale's Big Hit Hall of Fame. But here are some songs that are eligible, going to be probably, they have enough points, and if they chart higher again, they will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Don't Stop Believin' by Petra Hayden, Billie Jean by Chris Cornell, Single Ladies Put a Ring on It by Pomplamoose, Valerie by the Zootons, and September by Pomplamoose. They are the songs, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 possible entries into next year's Hall of Fame. That would be fantastic. But with that, we are going to have to bring this episode of Dale's Big Hit to a close. And we need to play that. Yes, that's right. You can get in contact with me, dalesbighit@gmail.com, for those song suggestions and any feedback you may have. dalesbighit.yolasite.com. Follow the twitter.com/dalesbighit. That's going to do it. We'll see you on Friday for a Kate Bush Artist Focus. Until then, my name's Dale Campbell, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Dale's Big Hit is a proud member of the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. More information about that by going to chefwonderpodcasts.blogspot.com.